1190. KVCU, Boulder.
Well, good morning. It's 1 minute past 10 o'clock here on Radio 1190, KVCU Boulder, the AM Revolution. And this is Ukulele Loki, ready to launch into Route 78 West, where, yep, we play honky-tonk, old-time, western swing, jug band sounds, vaudeville music, and the occasional spaghetti western and surf track. We also like to get up into contemporary alt-country towards the second half of the show, though we may not do as much of that today, and I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. One, I'm a dork for anything old, and my partner, my usual cohort, Uncle Jeff, is not here today. He's actually up in the Pacific Northwest on tour with Richmond Fontaine. He's been a good friend of those guys for a long time, and they decided to say thank you by flying him up and having him come out to their CD release show in Portland and then going up to Seattle for another show. So there will be no Uncle Jeff today, which probably means we probably won't play a lot of Bob Dylan, we probably won't play a lot of surf music, and we probably won't play a lot of contemporary alt-country. Not that I'm not a big fan of those things, but when I get the chance, I like to play some of my old dusty records. So we'll probably hear a lot of that, and we'll just kind of play it by ear. Also, before I get into the music, I've got another interesting announcement. There's going to be a fabulous show happening tonight at the Bluebird Theater for those of you fans of modern sideshow and neo-vaudeville. It's a group called the Yard Dogs. I had the opportunity to see them a few years back, and it's an exciting show. And we're going to have Eddie Joe Cotton from the Yard Dogs in the studio in about an hour, so stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking about life on the road, train hopping, the old-time sideshow, and modern vaudeville. So, like I said, stay tuned for that. And I'm going to go ahead and cue up a record here and, like I said, play some music from my old 78 RPM record collection. Again, these are those old dusty shellac things you find in your grandparents' attic that you don't know how to play. And, boy, if you do have a CD, or excuse me, if you do have a 78 player as opposed to a CD player, you can understand the beauty and joy of these things. But we're going to start it off right now with a little something from Roy Smeck, the Wizard of the Strings, with Midnight Blue right here on Route 78 West.
Beating like thunder under the midnight blue. Midnight blue had painted shadows on our rendezvous. I couldn't speak as I beheld you in wonder under the midnight blue. Roses gave you lips of red, and like a crown upon your head, stars were strung. Far away the music played, I heard a sweetheart's serenade being sung. Love was young, midnight blue, and then I found myself caressing you. I found my heaven in the spell I was under. Under the midnight blue.
Mm-hmm. story of a very unfortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's bobbing a piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he say, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill, and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I've a yen to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet opium won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. That's the story of a very unfortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong.
Wa la da dee da da dee da da dee da 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 We stroll the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together, 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 always together. That's how it used to be. Together, together, heedless of weather. Now there is only me, dear. We stroll the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend that it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory, we always will be together.
Shadows on the trail. comes a-drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the
sing along. I know it's early, but it's never too early to do your impersonation of a pedal steel doing an impersonation of a coyote. Something like that. Go ahead, sing along. It's 10:14 here on the AM Revolution. You're listening to Route 78 West. I thought I'd start things out kind of slow today because it is a drizzly, rainy day. You can kind of see the clouds rolling down across the Flatirons here in Boulder, and it's a beautiful, but kind of a slow morning. Nice day to kind of have a cup of tea. And I know it's an early time. I'm used to doing this program from 5 to 7 for years and years and years, and then we up and made the switch to the morning, which, boy, I do like because I have my Sunday evenings free, but it's kind of a slower start. So let me go ahead and let you know what you've been listening to. That was Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, kind of in the vein of the Sons of the Pioneers, which everyone knows the Sons of the Pioneers, and I wish more folks would know Foy Willing. And boy, they're nice. Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, there with Blue Shadows on the Trail. A little more kind of clarinet jazz, definitely mellow, beautiful cowboy stuff. Before that, some music from a hero of mine, Cliff Edwards, also known as Mr. Ukulele Ike. You may recognize him as the voice of Jiminy Cricket. And every time I play Cliff, someone calls up and goes, is that Jiminy Cricket? Yes, it is. Song was Together. He had a long career on vaudeville that stretched clear back to the 20s. And I hear he fell in some harder times later in life and died penniless in a nursing home. Some have heard legends that, oh, well, yeah, I bought a ukulele off that guy. He was a homeless guy on the street, and I've got his ukulele. I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently he had some tough times. Made a lot of money in his day, but I think he was very sort of outgoing with it and kind of a fun man, and probably didn't have a very fun end, but, boy, he sure lived it while he had it. Also in there had... what else did we have? Oh, yeah, we had Hong Kong Blues from Hoagy Carmichael. Great piano player, great songwriter, really complicated melodies, difficult guy to sing, but he did it so well. We started off with Roy Smack doing Midnight Blue. I like to play old music, play old records, and, of course, it is a country-themed show whenever we can make it go that way, and we're going to make it go that way here in just a bit. And to do that, we're going to start things off right now with Hawaiian Cowboy, which I like a lot because I think it bridges the gap of some of this vaudeville 20s music into the country sounds, because that Hawaiian slat key slide guitar style really influenced country music a lot, and you can really hear it. And what's great about this Hawaiian Cowboy song is Sol K and his bride Holly Wyans do a great job of fusing the Hawaiian language and the hula singing with yodeling, and of course going back and forth between the two styles. So here's Hawaiian Cowboy. Coming up right after that, I'll have some music from Pee Wee King, and we'll get into some Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzell. I hope you enjoy.
Hawaiian cowboy. Hawaiian cowboy. San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha, ika Hawaiian cowboy. For San Francisco by the Golden Gate, aloha ika Hawaiian cowboy.
Ina mai e ka puana, lele hua o Roselani. Ina mai e ka puana, ona lei lei.
I've turned a gadabout, 'cause the gal I'm mad about is gadding round with somebody new. She broke my heart and then she broke my heart again, and then she left me here alone to face the blues. Why do I keep loving her is something I don't know. I should have showed that gal the road 10,000 tears ago. She made my sun go down, gave me the runaround. I've turned a gadabout, I'm mad about that gal. It's no use, my gal is on the loose, hard telling where you'll find her here of late. My nerves are running wild, I'm bawling like a child. I know she'll never love me since I got the gate. I I can't help wondering where she is or what she's doing now. She broke my heart and now she's putting wrinkles on my brow. My life ain't worth a dime, just drifting all the time. I've turned to gad about, I'm mad about that gal.
Baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet daddy. He's such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. Lord, I tried to keep her satisfied. But she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet daddy. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
If ever is a sandstorm out on the deep blue sea, if ever see an elephant flying up a tree, if ever find a blackbird that's a bright red shade of blue, and the ocean turns to pea soup, I'll come back to you. There's no need of crying and saying you'll be true. You know that you were lying on the day you said I do. If ever find a drunkard that doesn't like his brew, and the moon turned to cream cheese, I'll come back to you. If the world's to stop its turning and the stars come tumbling down, if we ever find a lady that doesn't want a new gown, if the air that we are breathing should suddenly turn to steel, and I lose my senses, I'll come home to you.
never could be trusted. You're not the faithful kind. If ever I come back to you, you'll know I've lost my mind. If ever find a flower that doesn't like the dew, and Easter comes on Wednesday, then I'll come home to you.
Yeah, if you ever see an elephant climbing up a tree, right about then you'll know I'm coming back to you. So like when hell freezes over, in other words. Music from Lefty Frizzell, I think, without a doubt, the greatest singer in the honky-tonk vein that ever was and possibly ever will be. Yay, Lefty Frizzell. Before that, Hank Williams, just because you gotta throw a little Hank in there. And we don't do it as often as we should on this program because we figure everyone's heard it, but then we go months and months without playing any Hank. So there you have it, with the Lovesick Blues. Also before that, guy I'm a big fan of, Pee Wee King, I'm Just a Gad About is the name of the song. And yeah, if you're one of those ever-seeking social companionship type fellas wandering around town and down slouching down the dusty alleyways looking for friendship and courting folks, you might just well be a gad about. Pee Wee King's a great, great player. Great accordionist, and a great songwriter, too. He wrote Slowpoke, among other really good tunes that you've probably heard, hopefully. And if you haven't, check him out, Pee Wee King. I like him a lot. Also in that set, how do we start that off? Oh, yeah, we started out with Hawaiian Cowboy from Soul K and his Bright Hollywaians. I guess it's sort of a fusion of Hawaii and Hollywood that was popular at the time. It's 1028 here on Radio 1190's KVCU Boulder. Do stay tuned, because I've got lots of great music coming up, and probably in about a half an hour we're going to have Eddie Joe Cotton from the Yard Dogs Roadshow in the studio. The Yard Dogs are going to be performing a show at the Bluebird tonight. That's the Bluebird Theater in Denver, and they do a fascinating mixture of sideshow, vaudeville revival, jug band, burlesque, and more. It's an unusual mix, and I think that the folks from the Oracle Dance troupe will be there. You've probably seen them around town if you've ever been to a Dvochka show. They perform a lot with them. They do some amazing aerials. I know the reels are going to be on hand along with Oakenhurst. So it's going to be a good night out this Sunday. Let's get back into the music. I'm kind of feeling like doing some novelty songs, just some kind of goofball stuff that I enjoy. And we're going to get into some music from the Hoosier Hotshots, who have probably the best clarinet / side whistle dueling team that ever was. Maybe the only clarinet slide whistle dueling team that ever was, but Hezzy from that band can really take a slide whistle solo like none other. But before we get to the Hoosier Hotshots, we've got something here from guitar boogie Arthur Smith. We know him as a guitar boogie king, but he's actually going to take a lyric here and do kind of a funny tune. It's a little story, so do listen along about the embarrassing antics of women's fashion and men shopping for them. It's the Corset Song right here on KVCU Boulder.
Last Saturday morning I hitched up to take my wife to town. She's going to get some things while I just looked around. Saturday was our favorite day, we were glad to see it come, 'cause then we always went to town and usually had some fun. When we was just about to go, my wife, she turned her head. I got so much to do at home, she said, you go on instead. So she sat down and wrote a list of things for me to buy. As I glanced up and down that list, one thing caught my eye. It was a lady's corset, the first thing I was to get. When I saw that word corset, I just about had a fit. Not until I got to town did I realize that when she wrote down corset, she forgot to say what size. When I arrived there at the store, my face had turned blood red. I pulled my hat down over my eyes and bravely went ahead. I walked up to the counter, not wasting any time. And who should come and wait on me but an old sweetheart of mine? Why, hello, Arthur, she said to me, what can I do for you? I looked as silly as a kid, but I said, now listen, Lou, my wife asked me to get for her a corset while in town. When I said that awful word, I shyly glanced around. What size, said Lou? I said, I'm sorry, but she forgot to say. I said, she's just about my size, if that'll help in any way. That's fine, said Lou, if it'll fit you, it'll fit your wife. I realized that I had made the biggest mistake of my life. Well, she handed me a corset and said, here, try this and all. I looked all around the store, seemed everyone had gone. I put the corset on me and I laced it up real tight. While I stood there in the aisle, Jackson Lowe popped inside. Well, he looked at me and laughed with glee, was more than he could take. Then he says, Arthur, you look divine. How about a date? Ralph Smith was the next to come, then two old maids arrived. They had a fit, said Arthur Smith, we can't believe our eyes. Well, I finally got the corset off and made my getaway. I'll never go back in that there store till my dying day. Now the next time my wife wants something that I'm plumb green about, she'll get the doggone thing herself or else she'll do without.
Yes, a cautionary tale indeed, unless you like to take the revisionist reading and just decide that it's perhaps a man's excuse to sing about wearing ladies' underwear. You decide. Here's the Hoosier Hotshots on Route 78 West.
Sure was blind. I found the best that ever shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handy man. He threads my needle, greens my wheat, eats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handy man. Don't care if you believe or not, he's good to have around. When my furnace gets too hot, he turned my damper down. Bought everything, he's got a scheme. I like the way he whips my cream. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjack, cleans off my table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handyman. Sometimes he's up before they're done, busy working on my lawn. My man is such a handyman. Every day, my man is such a handyman.
Boy, that's a handy guy. Every gal ought to have a handy guy like that around, if she's so inclined. Boy, he creams her wheat and chops her meat and mows her lawn getting up before the dawn. Heck of a guy. Boy, I'm sure a lot of folks would be happy to have that fella. It's 10:39 here on Route 78 West. Yeah. Yeah, just take that five. All right, guys. So, yeah, that was a little something from a great box set of Joe Lang and Eddie Venuti. Phenomenal guitar and violin duo. Their playing can't be beat. And unfortunately, I don't know off my head who the vocalist is on that track. I'll try and get that information for you. Of course, you can always let me know if you have that information. You can call the studio at 303-492-1190. Or you can always check us out via our website. We keep old playlists up there. We also have podcasts available now and MP3 streams and archives. So you can go to route78west.com, and it's a great way to get in touch with the community of, old record weirdos. There's a few of us out there, and it's always nice to hear from you if you're one as well. So before Handyman, we had the Hoosier Hotshots there with I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones, and we started it off with the Corset song from Arthur Smith, and that was Arthur Smith himself there singing, and I really love how every phrase he comes around just hits that one really flat, wrong note, dead on every time. It's quite hilarious. But as long as we're on the topic of innuendo, because my handyman certainly was full of that, let's do a little something here from Leon Redbone. We got Seduced right here, and then coming up, some music from the Kinks right here on Route 78 West.
To be seduced, want a woman to take me out to dinner for two. Like to see her eyes get moody, flirting with the thought of what you're flirting ought to do. Like to be real cool. Let her think about getting little me in bed. Here's a chat about Magna Carta, Puerto Vallarta, something Gandhi said. I'm a dimmer, politely, all to slightly, if she tried to fondle my knee. But I'm relatively certain I'd compromise if I know me. I want to be seduced. Want a woman to talk to me suggestively. Want to hear her say she'll be with me tomorrow morning, drinking hot jasmine tea. Want her to make me laugh. Make a point of touching me when she talks. Leaving all the jealous men in the joint to mumble in the beer and gawk. I know it only happens when I'm napping, nodding in a reverie. Did I find myself a woman who wouldn't mind seducing me?
Leaving insecurity behind. 11.
Believe it or not, that's some brand spanking new music here on Route 78 West. Just about everything I've played has been, with the exception of the Kinks, pre-50s. So that's a brand new song from a local Boulder band, Capradiosa. They've been on the Mambo Revival circuit, since the mid to late 90s, and they're still going strong with that sound, and their live shows are always a hoot, a lot of fun. But their percussionist and a fellow ukulele player, Mendel, wrote that tune, and they decided to put on this last album, and they were nice enough to let me come into the studio and put down some soprano uke with them on that track. So that song had not one, not two, but yes, count them, three ukuleles, and I was one of them, and it was a lot of fun to do that. So thanks to those guys. Beautiful stuff. Then before that, I had little Leon Redbone there. Oh, excuse me. Before that, with a Holiday from the Kinks. A nice song about lying on the beach, even under adverse circumstances. Polluted oceans, sunburns, salty sea, smelling bad, but nevertheless having a good time about it. So take a cue from the Kinks. Enjoy it while you got it. And before that, I started off with Seduced from Leon Redbone, a fabulous song from an interesting character. I think he had the world convinced back in the 70s that he was like this 90-year-old vaudeville throwback. A lot of people had sort of had it figured out that he, grew up in New Orleans and traveled around in the 30s playing music. But, I mean, it was ridiculous because he was probably in his mid-20s at the time. I'm pretty convinced. I mean, sorry, Leon, don't mean to out you, but I had the opportunity to see Leon Redbone at an E-Town taping here in Boulder a few years back. And I was like, oh, he's really old. I'm like, yeah, what? He's like 130 now. He's probably about my folks' age, late 50s, early 60s. Friendly guy, really interesting character. Really does talk like that. I came up and had him sign my banjo ukulele, and he said, oh, looky there, it's a little baby banjo. And go ahead and put his autograph down and let me play him a song. Really nice guy, really interesting character. If you ever get a chance to see Leon play, do it before he's gone. He also does shadow puppets. You gotta love a man who does shadow puppets. Well, it's 10:51 here on the AM Revolution, and I've got an interesting email I would like to relate to you. we started podcasting about a month ago now, and we have shows even older than last month that we've been putting up so that you can download the MP3s or you can listen to the podcast at Route78West.com. And it's just generated a firestorm of interest, and we're having listeners all over the world. Just got an email this last week from Koike-san from Japan, and he wrote in to say that he's a Japanese country and Western music lover, and he enjoys our show and the archives. And so thank you, Koike-san, and also thank you for this really detailed email you sent. The last few shows I've played some Japanese music. The Japanese have a big fondness for world music, especially American sounds, and they do a very good job of covering it. And I played a couple of tracks from the 30s and 40s and 50s from Japan, and didn't really know a lot of information about them. He sent me some great info, so I'm going to go ahead and queue up and play one of those songs that I played during that program, but I'm going to preface it with some of the correct information for those of you musical completists who like to know everything you're listening to. Let's go ahead and talk about it. It's the Soba song. I played it a I played it a couple weeks ago. And the female singer on that, Koike-san says, was the very famous Japanese popular singer and movie actress named Misora Hibari. And this is, by the way, folks, a country, there's no doubt about it, this is a country song written in Japanese about soba. And if you never had soba noodles, try it. It's fabulous food. And soba is the word for noodle, this type of noodle, and I think they're like buckwheat noodles. But apparently Misora Hibari recorded 1,035 songs, appeared in 89 movies in her life, and I guess this song was written by an American GI named Bobby Norton, and the Japanese stanzas were written by a songwriter from Japan named Okuda Ai. So it's really a collaboration. East meets West. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to go ahead and play that great song for you so that you can enjoy it and listen to it with all of the proper information. And again, thank you to Koike-san for emailing us. If you ever have information you'd like to add to one of the programs that you've heard, feel free to get in touch with us through the website. Again, that's www.route78west.com. You can also find the old shows, and you can drop us a line and tell us if we're doing our job right or wrong. Hope you enjoyed. Here's the Soba song.
おそばはいかが同じ道歩めら娘町から町へとそぼそ流れも楽しいチャルメラそば屋でござるお参拝一時ごきげんほら危ない千鳥足 毎度ありよ待ちどさて東京名物は同じ道あるめら娘新宿浅草上の新橋ガラガラ長津よ屋台のチャルメラそば屋でござる
Oh, so bad.
And I do have to explain that screechy fiddle, because otherwise you might think that, if you didn't know, you might just think they're really bad fiddle players. But that actually, that riff on the fiddle is the sound that the soba noodle trucks in Japan make when they drive around. They have little lunch trucks, and that's supposed to sound kind of like their version of the ice cream truck. But they're noodle trucks, and that's the sound it makes. So for the great information about that, I'd like to thank again Koike-san from Japan. So domo arigato gozaimasu. Right now on Route 78 West, here's Nick Lucas with a real scratchy, real old one. But a beauty. I'm tired of everything but you.
Gee, but I feel blue. The hours seem just like years to me. Don't know what to do. I have nothing but misery. Days are dark and long. I never hear the bluebird's song. Always on my mind, I wonder what will become of me, because I'm tired of everything but you. I'm tired of everything I do. Evening brings a twilight, a nightingale, a starlight, but all it brings to me is just a memory. I'm tired of being all alone and waiting by the telephone. I'm even tired of the moon above. I guess it's just because I'm in love. I'm tired of everything but you.